basically what we're doing is the study is divided into two parts, and the first part is really to look at the factory very broadly and try and find out what it is we can actually do with the factory. And we're looking way outside of the square of what a conventional poultry factory might do. So, you know, perhaps putting in kitchens or other facilities that may get the factory back up and running.
Okay, so that would be in the true word of co-op, I guess.
Exactly right, yeah.
You mentioned that the study is in two parts. What's being undertaken at the moment and how long will that take?
So we're into a four-week part at the moment, and that's basically to try and determine the exact bird numbers down on the Fleurieu Peninsula, whether there's any potential producers down there that we haven't come across yet. And so it's really just a fact-finding study at this stage.
And so once that's complete, that will dictate whether or not you take a further look at it, a more in-depth study.
Exactly right, yeah. It may come back that we don't have any hope of getting it back up and running, but at this stage we're positive, and hopefully what will come out of it is that after 4 weeks we'll be able to write up a business plan that will then allow us to go and further do further investigations to find out whether we're viable or not.
Now, I understand the study's an agreement between the Fleurieu Poultry Association and the South Australian Government. How much is it costing?
Oh, I'm not sure I'm at liberty to say how much the government's put in for that, but suffice to say that these things don't come real cheap, but obviously we've had to work within a budget as well. So, we've approached some consultants to do that, and the government's been on board from the start. And Minister Bignell came down to our public meeting at the start of December last year, and we've had constant communications with the various departments. So they've really been on board, and certainly without them we wouldn't have got this far.
Now, we know almost 80 local workers lost their jobs when Ingham shut up shop here, but obviously it also impacted poultry producers. How many workers and producers are involved in the co-op and are looking at this as potentially a real solution?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, we probably have a core group of 10 people who work pretty hard on getting this up and running. But I'm in touch with the workers on a weekly basis, and, you know, probably 30 to 40 of the workers I'm still in touch with. Then there's two primary producers particularly working hard on this on the committee. Wakefield Grange and Gun Park Beef down at Victor Harbour. So it's a small core group, but we have lots of support from the community and from the old workers as well.
What has the closure of the McLaren Vale site meant for producers in the Southern Fleurieu in terms of what their businesses now 5 months on look like?
Basically, it means for them is that they have a 300-kilometre round trip to get any birds processed up at Kapowie, which is a fantastic plant and does a great job. But obviously, for people on the Southern Fleurieu, it's a bit cost prohibitive, and also it's no good for the birds. Especially once you start to get extremes of weather, no one wants to be transporting birds, a couple of hundred kilometres in, sort of 38 degrees or anything like that. So it's really meant that the people who want to expand their poultry operations or who want to get into poultry operations, they just can't do it. It's just not viable.
I assume some of those workers would have moved on, some of the 79 at the factory, but also there'd be some casualties, I guess, following the closure that producers have perhaps pulled back, at least in the short term. Is that right?
That's right. And certainly there's still quite a few people without work at the moment. And then also the flow-on effects, people that were delivering goods and services to the factory, there's no longer the same amount of trucks driving through, McLaren Vale and, stopping at the bakeries to buy their pies and all of that kind of thing. So, yeah, definitely, the contracts from the personal protective equipment, all of those sorts of things have all flowed on.
Obviously, this feasibility study is to work out whether or not this option is viable. You know how big an ask this would be. How likely do you think that it is a poultry co-op could be established at the former site?
Look, I think it's very likely. I think we still have got a lot of work to do, But I think because we are so open to many possibilities, I think we've done the right thing there. But I'm very positive. I know we've got the potential for spent chickens, for example, the spent hens who are past their laying dates. If we can find a market for those birds, then there's virtually unlimited numbers of chickens that we can put through the plant and then create, perhaps patés and stocks and soups and slow cooked chicken breast or something like that. So the spent hens we think are very important to us if we can find a market and products for those. But then also obviously serving the local community is about what the co-op is. So we're very confident. But yeah, look, we've still got some work to do, that's for sure.